This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey. You're going, Kevin, what are you talking about? Today's the day. Today is always the day for something, right? Something in your life. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to KJRadio.com. Today is the day. Today is the day, according to Sean Hannity, that something big is going to break about the Clintons. Don't believe me. Here's what he said. I'll just play the clip. He had some Sarah Carter on, and he had some guy. I don't know who he was. I've seen him before. I don't watch Fox, so I can't tell you all the players. But anyway, this guy is like from, knows the inside workings of the Justice Department. Here's what he and Hannity and Sarah Carter had to say.
There's something percolating that probably will break Monday. Do either
it's
one
possible.
You're both smiling. Do either one of you want to give the audience, well,
I'll give
a
you
little
some
heads up?
I'll give you some breaking news right now, Sean. Just 2 hours ago, federal prosecutors assigned to John Huber, the U.S. attorney investigating the Clintons, reached out to a whistleblower in the Clinton Foundation. The first time we've seen contact between a Clinton Foundation whistleblower and that particular federal office, that just happened tonight.
Are you talking about the one whose home was raided?
No, this is a different whistleblower
one.
That you might learn. You'll learn a lot more
right,
about
so
on Monday, I bet you.
All right, we'll learn that on Monday. Sarah, last word. What is it?
I
give
just
us
think
a
we
preview
have to keep
of Monday's coming attraction.
I think we've got a lot to look forward to on Monday, Sean, and I think that the American people are going to see that there was happening behind the scenes at the FBI as well as the Department of Justice, and Michael okay. Horowitz have been doing a very deep dive into this, and there's going to be a lot of breaking news in the next months and the months to come.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson Darcy. It's not just me. It's not just me saying this. These are insiders. I'm just a guy making observations based on things that I see. And, you know, I'm sort of like a psychic, if you will. You pass by me as you drive by the street, and I'm in here going, hey, you want a reading? I don't have any inside insights. I just, you come in and you say, you know, this is what's going on in my world. And I go, it sounds as if I give you a psychic reading. It just turns out I'm pretty good at it. I'm not 100% because I can't affect cheating and natural forces or whatever, but I can give you a pretty good idea. And I'm going to tell you something. There is no way, repeat, no freaking way the Democrats get out of this. There's no way. If it were one thing, I would tell you, yeah, they could squeeze out like when they were dealing with it and they had Obama in charge and they could cheat. Then they could get away with it, but they can't do it. And here it is with the Clintons. I mean, think about the number of crimes that this family has created. Who knows what's going to break? Is it related to the Russia farce? Does it involve the family's crooked charity? You know, if you're listening to this program, you're a pretty smart person. You're observant. You understand how the world works. Explain to me how the Clintons can deal with all these countries and these companies. And it turns out every time they dealt with one, they were doing $1 million speech or $500,000 speech. And then that company gets blankety blank. Explain to me how that happens in the cosmic thing of the world. It would be like winning the lottery 4 times in a row. The Super Bowl. You know, what do they call it? The Powerball. Super Bowl. The Powerball. 4 times in a row. It doesn't happen. You win it once, people go, yeah, wow, Kev, look at you, dude. You win it twice, people, wow, dude, you must be the luckiest guy on the planet. You win it 3 times and people go, Negro, please, come on, what is, give a brother a hookup. People are going to start asking you, how are you winning this lotto so much? I know I would. If you won the lotto once, I would be ecstatic for you. If you won it twice, I would be playing your numbers. If you won it 3 times, I know something's up. You know what I'm saying? Come on now. Everybody say, and as they say in church, and they all say it, amen. Oh, I love dealing with you white folks. Kevin Jackson's you're listening to, 844-551-8255. Hey, maybe somebody uncovered one of the bodies of the people who fell victim to the Clintons. And if they did, I hope their bodies got Bill and Hillary and Chelsea's DNA. It needs all of them. Add their driver's license into the grave just to be sure we get them. You know what I'm saying? Because the Clintons are some slimy people. What are the other possibilities? Bernie Sanders getting cheated. Could be something on that. I don't think that's big enough news. Benghazi, kind of old news too, right? So what? Hillary Clinton got four people killed, and she was covering up because she was trying to run weapons into Benghazi and ship weapons over to the bad guys and use that as a ruse. So what? Maybe it all points to this collusion with the Obama administration to dump Donald Trump. Dump Donald Trump. So there's a host of things. I'm just saying, I'm just as anxious as anybody else to see what's going on here. And it was a great tease for Hannity. Hopefully something comes up because, you know, it'll make him look pretty bad if it doesn't. But I think he'll end up being vindicated. Because, look, we know what we know about the FBI now. We know that, it is so amazing to me when you think about what Comey did. What Mueller's presently doing, that you don't need to be a brainiac to go, come on, guys. Y'all could do better than covering this up than this. But they can't. I've been talking about it all program. There's no way to cover this up. While a special counsel was never appointed, the FBI did open a case against the Clinton Foundation. And I talked about this a while back when Sessions moved these inquiries from D.C. to Arkansas. Because the Arkansas Bureau of the FBI does not, they didn't march to Comey's beat. And so these guys knew what the Clintons were up to, and they were like, let's get this done. So when they moved it, you know, the prying eyes of D.C. could no longer watch over things the way they do in D.C., where there's all kinds of incestuous, where McCabe is talking to Strzok, who's doing Lisa Page. You know what I'm saying? In Arkansas, they couldn't get away with that. So they're in big trouble. I'm anxious to see what's going to happen here. But I'll tell you this. Only the most brain-dead, moronic leftists, and I know I'm being redundant, would even dare believe that that this is not going to be the biggest story ever. And I know they've delayed it. They paid Mueller to delay it. But forget about it. It's not going to help them. And I'm not here just to give you good news about this and make you feel, you know, this isn't just about feel good on the Kevin Jackson Show. This is legit. Something's about to happen, but whether it happens Monday, I don't know. Anyway, we got to take a short break. We'll be back. Keep it here, folks.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Flockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. FlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at FlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. FlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Okay, you've been given a task, and that task is to hire 7,500 law enforcement people that are going to work on the border. 7,500. What price would you want? What would it take for you to get that, to say, I want that job? You know, like, would you want to do it for $10 million? If I gave you $10 million and I say you got to hire 7,500 law enforcement people, all are going to be border agents. So it's not like you're hiring a sheriff and a deputy and regular police, you know, regular police officers and then, you know, whatever, county cops. Or whatever. They're all border agents. And so they have a certain skill set or whatever. You got to hire 7,500 of them. What amount of money? If I gave you $10 million, would you take the contract to find me 7,500 qualified border agents? Would you? Would you guys? You would? Do the math. I mean, you know what? Let's do the math real quick. So if I gave you $10 million to hire 7,500 people, let's see, divided by 7,500, that's $1,333 a person. So here's the deal. a group got $297 million to hire 7,500 people. So, get this. That's almost $40,000 a person. 40 grand. Seriously? Okay, now, let's take the economies of scale. Would you hire one at a time? No. You'd go out and you'd say, I need to hire 25 border agents today. They come in, you screen them, you got your firearm, safety check, whatever. Do you speak Spanish? That would help, right? Bilingual, blah, blah, whatever. I don't know what the criteria is. Do you love America? Do you want to protect the border? Whatever. Go through the obstacle course. If you can make it through whatever, $40,000 a person. I'm just saying, I would do it 50 at a time. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Are you freaking serious? Wow. This is crazy time. Crazy talk. Yeah. 40,000. So here's what Judicial Watch put this out. In the fleecing of American taxpayers, a company with a $297 million government contract to hire Border Patrol agents has only managed to enlist 15. A year ago, the Trump administration contracted with Accenture Federal Service, which is Accenture is a big firm, one of the big four. There's like Accenture, PricewaterhouseCoopers, Deloitte, and maybe there's one other, and I don't know who. But the company I used to work for was in this business. They were called CSC. And so you go out and you get these government contracts. EDS is a good one. Perot Systems. Now Amazon has become a big one. But point is, they get these huge contracts. And I've been through this I told you guys this story before, but I was with a GS-15. It was in what was in the Department of Justice. And one of the big firms, I won't say which one, had a contract for $500 million. $500 million contract. And they had spent $350 million and had not made a single deliverable on that contract. In other words, if the contract was for dog doo-doo, they spent $350 million and did not have one turd that was delivered, okay, just to put it into some nasty perspective. So this guy was boiling mad at him, called me in because he was going to give me a bigger contract. My contracts are going to go from like $3 million to $50 million, which is a big deal to me. But he was like, I'm setting you up to take over these kinds of contracts because he knew I would deliver. My company would deliver. Anyway, they got a $297 million contract to hire 7,500 people over a year. I mean, a year ago they got the contract. They've hired 15. The article says the company has fallen shamelessly short of fulfilling the terms of the deal. Apparently, 33 additional candidates have accepted the job offer, but they haven't officially started working. So even throwing that in, that's a total of 48 people that have been hired. $40,000 a person almost. They say Customs Border Protection provided these figures on their website. It's a 5-year contract, cost for bringing in 5,000 Border Patrol agents, 2,000 CBP, which are Customs and Border Protection officers, 500 Air and Marine officers. So they doled out $43 million in cash, and it's going to keep flowing until the nearly $300 million limit is reached, which terminates the contract. I'm used to this. I cut my teeth in government at one point in my professional career and found out just how wasteful, and it is corrupt. I wasn't a part of the corruption, but I know where the corruption lies. That's why I say when anybody tells me government needs more money, I'm telling you government doesn't need another dime. Government could give you back a dime for every dime it got and still be running efficiently. It's hiding money, moving money around. It is a shell game that nobody in government wants you to figure out. And I got close enough to it to where, you know, I know what's going on. And even knowing that, I don't know all the insides. I don't know where the dark money goes for the CIA and the NSA and these guys and these projects get hidden. I have a suspicion of how it's there just from my observations, how it gets there. Because, you know, from things that I've done, that I've seen inside of how the contracting works. How do you figure that these guys can have these, I don't know if you guys know, remember the story, but there's a warehouse. It's so big that the government employees had set up sofas and TVs and stereo systems and all that. And it was hidden in the warehouse. This is how big this warehouse is. It was hidden, and it finally got discovered by some whistleblower who wasn't in on the deal. But they had refrigerators, microwave. I mean, they could do anything. As long as they kept it on the down low, they weren't trying to barbecue in there, you know, where you could smell it, then they were good to go. And it got discovered. I want you to think of how big a warehouse has to be and what kind of system you have to have in place to build that little fiefdom inside of a government warehouse and nobody discover it for years. Do you think we don't have enough product? That warehouse is probably millions of square feet. And it's tucked in nooks and crannies and corners to where it's such a maze that only the people who are with, only the cool kids get to go back there and sit in the sofas and the beds. And I mean, it was like having a luxury apartment inside of a government warehouse. That's the kind of stuff that we pay for. Anyway, they say they quote unnamed sources of the Homeland Security Agency, including a genderless CBP spokesperson who said Accenture has 3,700 additional candidates in the hiring process. The company expects a gradual increase of candidates. Fine. But look, we got a border to protect. You've been given a contract to do something. Go make it happen. Is it really that difficult? I mean, what are we going to do? We're going to let illegals take these jobs? Wow. I'm just telling you. $10 million, $20 million, $100 million, whatever. $297 million to hire 7,500 people. That's a terrible waste of taxpayer money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News. Sheriff Adam Christensen says the manhunt for an illegal alien who allegedly killed a cop is over.
Gustavo Perez Arriaga, 33 years old, again, was arrested earlier today during the execution of a search warrant.
As far as where Arriaga was going, the sheriff continues.
That was his goal, to get across the border. This criminal, Mr. Arriaga, crossed our border illegally into Arizona some time ago. He is a criminal. He has two prior arrests for DUI. Remember, that's the reason that Officer Singh stopped him, because we had probable cause to believe that he was under the influence of alcohol.
Day 7 of the partial government shutdown continues with Congress out of session until January 3rd. The president did tweet earlier that he might be forced to close the southern border completely if Democrats don't approve of funding for a border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're like most people and you see two gas stations and one sells gas for a little bit less, you go to that one. It just makes sense. Every little bit helps. But here's what's weird, though. Sometimes we save a few pennies here and there and ignore opportunities to save huge money, life-changing money. If you switch to MediShare for your health care, it could be massive savings for you. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Think what you could do with that over time. Just doing the math, that's $6,000 a year. That is significant. And yes, people love it, and they love it because it works. It's believers who share each other's health care costs. More than 400,000 people are now members of MediShare, and it's growing like crazy. Find out how much you could save and why MediShare is so popular. Go to MediShare.com or call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. MediShare.com or 855-90-PSALM.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh my goodness. We have a lot to discuss. You know what? I'm so happy you're here. You want to know why? If you're hearing my voice, it means you're alive. And if you're alive, it means you're well on your way to that life expectancy we've been hearing about. Have you guys heard the new number? It's gone down. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. In the time of the white Republican president, the billionaire president, Donald Trump, life expectancy has gone down. It went up during the time of the black president. But here's what I'm going to tell you. Before I even get into the report, I'm going to give you some advice on how to live longer. I don't know what your expected age might be, because it varies by demographic, by gender, and a host of other things. Even geography. But I'm going to tell you something. If you want to live longer, I'm going to give you the secret. There's a fountain of youth you aren't even aware of. There is. I'm about to extend your life quite a bit. Right now, you paying attention? This is Kevin Jackson. You're going to come back and listen to this program again in case you forget that if you want to live longer, stay away from leftists. I know it. What are you talking? I'm just telling you, that is the fountain of youth. If you can live in, don't live in California, don't live in Massachusetts, don't live in Oregon, find yourself a nice little, hamlet in Texas that's got a Republican mayor, Republican city council, Republican school board. There is nobody near you that's got a Democrat in their name. Don't let progressives in. If you do that, you'll live 10 years longer. And I'm talking good years. I'm not talking, dog years where that's a year and a half extended on your life. I'm talking about significant. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the Kevin Jackson Show. Because let me tell you, if the left, if they're not providing sanctuary to criminals, to the banditos coming in from Mexico and Central America, leftists themselves will kill you. Oh, holy mother of Scalise, they will shoot you dead at your softball game. They will gank you and take your car. They will come into your house and hit you in the head and kill you, rape your kids, your dogs, everybody. Leftists are dangerous animals. If you want to live longer, stay away from them. See, I tried to rehabilitate the natives. I lived in the city. I lived amongst the indigenous. And I've had my car broken into 4 times. I had my barbecue pit stolen off my back porch. It got to the point where I just said, you come in this yard, you're going to get your butt kicked. And then I moved. I moved where white people are. I moved to where they got a Republican mayor. I moved to where the schools are safe. I got as far away from leftists as I can. I knew right then. Let me tell you what happened. When I left St. Louis and I moved to Arizona, to the location that I live in Arizona, I felt my body get 10, 15 years younger. Just where I had gray hair, there was no more gray. My muscles got bigger and stronger. It's what happens to you when you get away from leftists. They said the average life expectancy, this is a report from BuzzFeed News, for the U.S. peaked in 2014, and it's been dropping ever since. It peaked 2 years before Obama got out of office. Now, I saw a report where it showed that he was getting higher. Maybe I looked at the numbers wrong, but I'll look at it again. But anyway, it peaked in 2014. It's been dropping ever since. They say it's a worrisome decline, and they're saying that it's largely due to drug overdoses. Yeah. I'm going to give you some numbers, and we'll analyze those numbers. They said, according to the latest officials, the average baby born in the U.S. in 2017 can expect to live 78.6 years, a slight drop from the previous year's estimate of 78.7. The new numbers were released last week on Thursday. So they got these new numbers for, you know, when they're going to tell you how long you can live. I don't know what it's based on. Is it based? Yeah, and I'm going to presume the government's got a pretty good handle on this. There's no reason to fudge the death statistics, you know, the death statistics. Well, actually there is. Because if they say, well, you're going to live to be 88, and you're going to need to depend on Medicare, Medicaid, and all this stuff longer. And if they try to sell you on the idea that the government's going to have to take care of you long after you retire, there's a reason for them to fudge it. There's always a reason for the government to fudge stuff. But I'm saying, do thine self be true when you're talking about people's lives, right? That's what I would think. Anyway, it's gone down a tick. They actually tell you, we've added 3 weeks to your life expectancy, or taken away 10 weeks, or whatever it may be. And here's what they said. They said heart disease and cancer remain by far the leading cause of the 2.8 million U.S. deaths last year, followed by accidental injuries, a category dominated by fatal drug overdoses. Now, I want you to keep in mind, we've known about the opioid problem. Barack Obama talked about it. He did nothing about it. Trump is addressing the opioid issue. He even brought it up again when he was talking about, when they got these numbers. I heard it on the radio when I was in an airport. I heard it on TV when I was in the airport. So Donald Trump's addressing the opioid issue. Okay, but here's what I want to go back to. Okay, pay attention. Pay attention to Kevin Jackson. KJRadio.com. Okay. These statistics don't apply to black folks. Yeah, these are white folks' statistics. This is not about black people. 78.7 years of age. If you're black, you're lucky to get to 65. Lucky. I'm going to get to that in a second. They go on to say this. President Trump declared the overdose crisis a national health emergency last year. More than 70,000 people died of a drug overdose in 2017. Yeah, it's a continuation of the Obama years. What did they expect? You get through 8 years of that clown, you want to kill yourself. By the way, it was one of the highest suicide presidencies ever. I don't have the data in front of me, but maybe we should do a show on suicides. For veteran suicides were bad. American suicides in the time of Obama, as Clyburn would say, they escalated. Yeah, they escalated. Yeah. In particular, they say death rates from fentanyl and its analogs, which now show up in illicit heroin and cocaine as well, rose 45% from 2016 to 2017. Are you aware, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, are you aware that fentanyl is mostly sourced in China? There is a theory that the Chinese are using fentanyl in order to make us more prone to kill ourselves and overdose and ruin our society. That's a theory. Conspiracy, whatever. I'm just telling you, the majority of our fentanyl we get from China. What have we seen? An increase in overdoses and people killing themselves. You know, I can put one and two together. I don't know if they're correlated in one way or the other, correlation and causation, etc., but you can figure it out for yourself. That's your job. I'm just here to give you some numbers. Anyway, rose 45% from 2016 to 2017. Death rates from fentanyl and its analogs showing up in illicit heroin and cocaine rose 45% in a year. Let me just put it to you this way. In anything that you do, if something raises up that far, in a period of a year, you take note. It says contributed to more than 20,000 deaths. These numbers are estimated to have grown by more than 30,000 in the preliminary data from the CDC. Now, this could just be somebody trying to put scare tactics. You cannot trust the government when it comes to these things. That's a double-edged sword, because you got to have some kind of barometer, some statistical, you know, basis on which you're acting. But at the same time, can you trust the people delivering this to you? They said the only bright spots, I love when they give you the bright spots, were data from Massachusetts and Rhode Island. Two states where overdose deaths decreased in 2017, despite this illicit fentanyl. They've aggressively increased access to addiction treatment for the poor there. So it's all about them helping the poor in these states. They're helping them. And so these poor people are getting the help that they need in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. Okay, can poor people not get help in any of these other states? I'm just curious. Who writes this stuff? That's not just because that's, maybe they have a more public awareness. I don't know. Here's what I would suggest. I would suggest that the drug industry in Massachusetts and Rhode Island isn't as robust as it is in New York and Chicago. I'm just guessing here. Don't mind me, the electrical engineer with the computer science and math degree, trying to figure out, you know, what might be a statistical anomaly in your evaluation here. That's a lot of big words. Whoa. Yes, he is black. Oh, they said Rhode Island has increased access to medication assistant treatment. People with an opioid disorder can receive a less dangerous opioid to taper them down. Well, they call it, they got heroin and then they got methadone. They said the prison program alone is thought to have lowered Rhode Island's overall fatal drug overdose numbers. How many prisoners they got in Rhode Island? How many people do they have in Rhode Island?
Yeah, our prison population, Kevin, we narrowed it down to, you know, we had 5 drug abusers, and now we're down to 3. It's the biggest change in all the country.
I'm not picking on you, Rhode Island. I don't know. Do you have a show up there? Okay, so I am picking on.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These 5-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
How long do you want to live? Would you want to live to be like 150? I would want to live to be 150. Maybe because if I was in good health, but I wouldn't want to live to be 150 and have to spend like 60 years of just, no, sir. I know that sounds, because, you know, people want to live. You want to live. If you were in the best shape of your life and you were going to stay that way, you would go, yeah, I want to live. I'd want to live to be 150. If I could look like I and feel like I did when I was 30, right? Would you mature? There's maturity that comes with age, because as your body starts to go, you start getting more clarity about things, right? If you live to be 150, 200 years old, your clarity is, things change dramatically. Your middle age for you is not even 70. Middle age for you is like, 95 to 115. I'm just saying, everything changes. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. It is the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. We're talking about life expectancy. And right now, life expectancy is roughly 80 years old. So you're middle-aged at 40. But you don't feel bad until maybe you get into, your 60s? And then you just ride out that last 18 years or so, hoping that you can beat the odds. But there's no guarantee. The body is going to shut down. It is going to quit on you. And sometimes people will quit it for you. And as I said earlier, if you want to raise your life expectancy dramatically, immediately, right away, stay away from leftists. Stay away from liberals, progressives, whatever they call themselves. They are criminals. And they will kill you. And if they don't kill you, they'll get somebody to kill you. Oh, holy mother of Hillary Clinton, Hillary Rodham, they will kill you dead right where you stand. Won't even give 2 seconds of thought. And they will bring people over who are even willing to kill quicker than they are. They will bring banditos. They will bring terrorists. They will usher in a whole new movement like Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They don't care. You a cop, they'll shoot you in your back and kill you. They will ambush you. Oh, yeah, y'all think I'm kidding. I ain't kidding. Another thing that's happened, too, during the era of Obama, suicide rates are on the rise. By the way, they're still on the rise. They said they've been increasing. They've increased 33% from 1999 to 2017. The rate was 1.8 times higher in rural counties compared to city ones, the report found. People in the country are even killing themselves, probably over global warming. Yeah, probably because they don't have enough clean air out there or something. Maybe out of boredom. During the era of Obama, the life expectancy rose a bit, but now it's on its way down and people are worried about it. And I asked the question, is this true for blacks? Are blacks living longer? And they said, yes, black Americans are living longer, but they're still not living as long as whites, according to this report that WebMD published. With the overall death rate among black people, while it dropped 25% from 1999 to 2015, the average life expectancy of black Americans still lags behind whites by almost 4 years. That's a study from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, the CDC. We are 4 years behind whites. White privilege is apparently living longer. Yeah, most blacks, if you're a black and you're living to be 64, 65, whatever, that 4 years that lags behind whites, then you don't live among other blacks. Not for the most part. You live in the suburbs. You live around white folks, non-black folks. It may be Asians, sprinkling of some Latinos, but it ain't black folks you're living by. We're seeing declines in the leading cause of death among blacks. Here's the leading cause. Leading cause of death among blacks. Heart disease, cancer, and HIV. How are blacks dying of HIV when Magic Johnson's living? Magic Johnson's, 112 now? How's he living so long with HIV? Oh, that's right. He's got all that money, so he's getting all those protocols, and he's fighting off the disease. Those are the leading cause of death. See, that's not true. Heart disease, cancer, and HIV, they say that's the leading cause of death among blacks. For blacks, you got to break it into subcategories. I'll get to that in a second. They said the gap in the early death rate between blacks and whites is closing. For these 17 years, for all the causes of death in all ages, the disparity in death went down by more than half. Even so, critical disparities remain, they say. The closing of the gap is due to improved health of the black population overall. So I guess they want to say, black people, you got a present with Obamacare. Yeah. I don't know about that. I know Valerie Jarrett came on and said, you black people, you're not saying we've done anything for you. We made crack cocaine the same penalty as powder cocaine. And we gave you Obamacare, which is essentially saying we gave you welfare. We gave you a free check. There's been no more medical improvements for blacks during the era of Obama than there were prior to the era of Obama. Maybe there's better information about go to the doctor. I have a friend. He lives in Kentucky. He says, Kevin, I had he works for a big financial services firm. He says, I had a guy, black guy who worked for me and he was losing weight. And we said to him, Chuck, you need to go to the doctor, dude. You're losing weight. He's like, I don't want to go to the doctor. I just don't want to know what it is. I don't want to know what it is. You want to know what it was? Pancreatic cancer. That's what killed him. And he didn't want to go. I'm not saying, no, it wasn't pancreatic because that was terminal. Because if he had gone early, they would have probably been able to catch it. Oh, it was a prostate cancer. Killed him dead. That's something every dude over 50 now gets checked routinely. But this guy starts losing weight, because he didn't want to check. And boom, he's dead. He died within months of them mentioning that. Anyway, the group that you're in will dictate how fast you die. So here's the other one. Homicide. Seventh highest cause of death among blacks and has not decreased to any major extent during the 17 years in any group other than in blacks 65 and older. When you hit 65 as a black man, you then enter into the possibility of getting into them white people numbers. You know what I'm saying? You got to just hold on. 64 years and 11 months and some change. You're going, oh, Lord, just let me get to 65. Boom. Your birthday comes. You're like, yeah, I'm in white man territory. Because the likelihood of you getting killed in the hood has disappeared. Look, it's not a miraculous number or anything. It's just that you probably either got out, you're living in the suburb. I don't know, for a lot of reasons. Maybe you just finally got fed up and said, I ain't hanging around no more black people at the age of 65. Maybe there's a memo that I haven't gotten that says, Kevin, when you get to 65, you can cut off all black people. By the way, they've already cut me off, so I'm pretty good. I'm already in that thing because they traded me. Black people years ago put me in a trade. They made a video of it. We trading Kevin Jackson and Alan West and Star Park and all. A trade is all. We know all of us, me, Star, Alan West, Clarence, we are going to live. Larry Elder, we're going to live to be 183. We're just going to make a pact. We're going to outlive white people 2-1. Oh, man. Yeah, trade me. Yeah, so, in fact, they said in the 17 years in any other age group other than those age 65, it's gone up. So, in other words, the homicide rate for people over 65 in other age groups has gone up. It's getting more dangerous as a non-black over 65 than it is for a black. So, we blacks are leading in a statistical category, and in a good way. That's a good thing. I don't know why. Maybe when you get to be over 65 as a black person, you're just off limits from a lot of people. Cosby wasn't. I'm not saying they killed him, but they metaphorically killed him because they took away his freedom. He's 80 years old living in a cage because a bunch of women decided they were just going to create a cabal and go, hey, he's sexually molesting me. One of the biggest stars in Hollywood at the time. You know what Cosby's biggest mistake is? Not to get off subject. Cosby's biggest error was he had a prescription for Quaalude. If Cosby didn't have a prescription for Quaalude, if Cosby had a dope dealer that he was getting Quaalude from because he needed it to sleep or whatever Quaalude does, if he had that, like just had a dealer, he'd be out of prison. Because this man legally had Quaalude and he was asked, "What did you give Quaalude to women?" And he answered yes in a deposition. He wasn't saying I gave it to him to give him date rape, He said, yeah, like the same way people gave out coke at Studio 54 to get laid, that this man is in jail. But hey, he's over 65, so he's safe. He's probably off limits in the jail. They'll leave old Cosby alone. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting topic. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.